Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
It's good to have it be a Friday here, Total Country Bob FM. A couple of almanac fact checks from yesterday. We were talking about the Great San Francisco Earthquake of 1906. It was 7.9 on the Richter scale.
Okay.
But as you had also speculated, that actually old man Richter didn't come up with his actual Richter scale until the 1930s. So that's kind of retroactive.
Yeah.
That is an estimated 7.9. So you can mark that down.
Okay.
Another fact check from yesterday, we're talking about the movie that was about the Doolittle raid.
Yes.
30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
Yeah, James Doolittle.
We were wondering who played James Doolittle. Somebody texted in and said it was Spencer Tracy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Spencer
That's right.
Tracy.
Now I remember it. Yep.
All right.
So I could see him kind of in my mind, but I couldn't come up with the name.
It wasn't, Spencer Tracy was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah, he was in that.
Yep. And many other
things.
No relation, though, to Dick Tracy.
No. Certainly. No.
We have an almanac salute.
My daddy was a gambler down in Georgia.
Oh, so good.
And he wound up on the wrong end of the gun.
Dickie Betts has passed away.
And I was born
in the backseat of a greyhound bus. Rolling on down Highway 41.
Saw him at the Medina. What a great show.
Lord, I was born to have the name.
Guitarist and, of course, singer.
Doing the best I can.
The Allman Brothers, their name was on the keynote and on the marquee, but it was Dickie Betts was a big, big part of that band.
He sure was.
Writing the songs, wrote Jessica, and so many others.
What
certainly
a talent.
That one right there, collaborated with Dwayne Allman, got the Allman Brothers going, founding member. He passed away at the age of 80 here yesterday. His family announced his death on the Instagram account for Dickie Betts, said that Betts passed away peacefully at his home on Thursday in Osprey, Florida, surrounded by his family.
That's the way you want to go,
yes,
I think.
Yes, Dickie Betts.
Boy, he was skilled.
Now.
Gone.
Gone.
But never forgotten.
No, certainly not. That music, that song, and their other songs certainly will go on and live forever. Today, Friday, April 19th, 110th. Day of the year, 1897, the first ever Boston Marathon was run.
Mm-hmm.
John McDermott of New York City won the race, not somebody from Kenya.
Right. Way to go, Johnny.
Yeah, the Kenyans had not yet infiltrated the world of U.S. marathoning.
Right.
Now they dominate.
They do dominate.
They just dominate. You know who else dominates? Is Emma Bates from Elk River.
Really?
Yeah, Emma Bates from Elk River. She was the top American woman. She finished 12th overall in the women's division, and she was the top American woman.
Huh.
And that's the second time she's done that. So congratulations, Emma Bates from Elk River. I want to say she went and ran college at Boise State, I think. Long-distance runner, Emma Bates from Elk River.
And are you talking about this year's Boston?
This year's Boston, yeah. Just this past Monday, right? Wasn't
yeah.
it just this
yeah,
past
it was.
Monday it was? So, congratulations to her.
Way to go.
1932, Bonnie Parker. You know who she is?
Yes.
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde.
Clyde, yep.
Bonnie Parker on this date was captured in a failed hardware store burglary. Subsequently jailed. The grand jury, though, failed to indict her. And she was released a few months later. And when was it when they had the big shootout and Bonnie and Clyde were gunned down,
like
and it was all over? Yeah, so they were still a few years away from it. But Mike, just a head scratcher. Hardware store burglary?
Right.
What did she need? Some pipe compound? What did she need? Some tin? You know,
plumber's
some,
tape?
Yeah. What was she needing there? Was he using something to, you know, did he need some duct tape? Was Clyde, was Clyde injured
I know what
in
it
a
was.
Recent shootout?
I know what it was.
What?
It was a chisel to put in a cake to to get Clyde out of jail.
Was he out of jail at that time? Well, they would have, hardware store would have chisels.
Right.
Or, you know, if you make a big enough cake, maybe a hacksaw.
Yeah.
Hacksaw right. might be even better.
Yeah, it was embedded, yeah, something to embed into the cake.
Trying to stick a hacksaw down her pants.
All right.
So that was his date back in 32. That could be painful. You would be very careful with a hacksaw. I would probably recommend that if you are going to put a hacksaw down your pants, to not install the blade. Have the blade disconnected and put somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that on those hacksaws.
Right.
Interchangeable blades. It's very handy.
You could be the next John Bobbitt.
1951.
I'm closing my 52 years of military service.
Wow.
But I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
The audience almost blew it there.
Right.
They missed their cue. They started clapping at the wrong time. He is talking to Congress as General Douglas MacArthur. He had been fired by President Truman just days earlier, and he came up with that great line, old barracks anthem, he said.
Yeah.
You know, another one is, golly, that's a good barracks anthem as well, from Gomer Pyle and the Shazam. Barracks. Shazam's a good one, too.
Yeah.
But the old soldiers never die, they just fade away. That was said this date by General Douglas MacArthur, 1951. 56.
On the wedding day, the Mediterranean sun shines as brilliantly as anyone could wish. When Grace arrives on her father's arm, past guards of honor from the visiting British, French, Italian, and American warships. A few minutes later, the bridegroom arrives.
The bridegroom. When I got married, I said, don't call me bridegroom. Just groom is fine. 1956, Grace Kelly became Princess Grace of Monaco this day. She had already won, I believe, an Academy Award, so now she marries Prince Rainier of Monaco.
What a beautiful lady.
Yes. They had already had the civil ceremony on the 18th. Today was the day that they actually had the full public marriage, the whole pomp and circumstance stuff, which, you know, you have a royal. Nobody does weddings like the royals. Or Elizabeth Taylor. She did
right.
enough of them.
Yeah, she was well-schooled.
1956. Not quite. You're thinking of
the dating.
You're thinking about it's not though, but it's similar because it wasn't that Spanish Flea,
yeah,
which also is a song done by Herb Alpert. This is Taste of Honey.
Oh yeah,
one of his best, and his album Whipped Cream and Other Delights, fourth album from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, was released this date. He was so good. Very skilled.
Oh, sure.
Could take, you know, the trumpet. Was it the trumpet or the cornet? My cornet slash trumpet expert friend, golfing farmer, probably tell me if it was a trumpet or a cornet that the one and only Herb Alpert would play. You know, Herb Alpert, it was kind of interesting because in the 60s he had songs like that. And then, like 79, he got a little groovy with some disco beats.
Right.
Which, this one is really good. Clap with me. And then somebody sampled this like a hip-hop guy, which is really good. I kind of want to cue. Here he comes on the trumpet. We got to get to it eventually. All it means is just less time for Gone's But Not Forgotten.
Well, I better go quick.
Herb Alpert
rides
at 1979, so he could do it all.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert, 1965. How about 69?
Ooh, lollipops, blow pops, ooh, bubble gum, blow pops, ooh, and you can't choose just one. Charms, blow pops, make it lots of fun, because the great charms love.
Charms introduced blow pops on this date.
That was a big deal.
It was a lollipop with bubble gum. In the middle. It was their answer to the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Right.
Which, that was just a recent episode of The Food That Built America.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they talked about Charms. They talked about Tootsie Roll. It was a fascinating, fascinating episode of that. And how Charms was battling Lifesavers and how Lifesavers kind of began, although it wasn't really focused on Lifesavers. And then how the Tootsie Roll was made. The original Tootsie Roll was a guy who was, it was a gelatin company, but then Jell-O took all their business, so they had to find some way else, another way to make money and to have a candy or something, a dessert. And he decided to take his chocolate gelatin mold and bake it, put it in the oven, and then when he took it out, it ended up with this kind of chocolate taffy kind of substance that wouldn't melt. And you could wrap them individually. And this was early 1900s that Tootsie Roll was born.
Huh.
Think
I
about
love
that.
It. I love it. I was at a, in Tarpon Springs, an old shop with old, tons of old candy.
Ooh.
And fresh saltwater taffy. And I bought some taffy. And then I found those little, you know, things of Charms.
Yes.
A little, you know, had about 10.
The square ones.
The little square.
Yeah.
10
with the little,
pen
little
package,
kind of the hollow area in the middle, but not all the way through.
Not all the way through. Yep. And they were all individually wrapped. Yep. And, you know, I bought them when I was a kid.
Yes.
And so I brought a pack for each of my grandsons. So
did you?
Said, here we go. We're having Charms.
Did you pick up any Necco wafers?
No, I didn't.
Those are bad. Simpsons.
Well, good night, son.
Dad?
Yeah?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Oh, that's the laugh right there. They looked a little different. They sounded maybe a little different, but this was the debut of The Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman show as part of a little vignette, a little comedy bit short that they would do, a little bumper going into or coming out of a commercial. And then, of course, eventually they got their own show, and they are still on the air to this date.
It's amazing.
So that was 87. We move on to 1992 on SNL, another debut.
And now, with a look at people and places in the news, here's Weekend Update correspondent Opera Man.
Opera Man made its debut. Adam Sandler.
Gratia, Kevin, gratia. I love me first con bambino, the Donaldo es el dado. She demando huge prenup, Marta's got him by Gonado.
Opera Man, ladies and gentlemen, one of Adam Sandler's best bits on SNL. It debuted this date in 92. Now we need to get a little darker now. We had a couple of bad things happen on this date, first in 93.
Now we have a very large-scale fire breaking out on what must be the south side, right near the front side of this building. These are some amazing pictures here. A fire has broken out, and let's just stay with this and watch it for a few minutes if we can.
So that fire was at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas.
Do you remember the footage?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The 51-day standoff came to an end. FBI agents were coming in, and the Davidians decided to just basically light themselves on fire.
Right.
And David Koresh, more than 80 other cult members died when the compound burned to the ground. That was in 93. And then in 95, this was a related act.
The chaos in downtown Oklahoma City did indeed resemble Beirut after what police believe to be a 1,200-pound car bomb ripped through the 9-story federal building shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. More than 500 people were already in their offices, and at least 50 children were in a daycare center on the second floor.
This was absolutely awful, obviously.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City bombing. Timothy McVeigh, Terry Nichols, they were upset about the thing in Waco. So 2 years later, they decided to take it out on a bunch of innocent people in this federal building. They knew what time of day it was.
Yep.
They knew that there were kids in the nursery. They knew that people are in their offices. Just hideous. And Timothy McVeigh was put to death.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Terry Nichols was not, if I'm correct, right? He's doing life.
What's he doing life?
Yeah. But that was the Oklahoma City bombing back in 1995. And then in 2021.
And breaking overnight, former Vice President Walter Mondale has died.
He paved the way for vice presidents to become partners in the White House. His old boss, former President Jimmy Carter, released a statement saying, Mondale used his skill and integrity to transform the vice presidency into a dynamic policy-driving force that had never been seen before.
All right. This date, we lost one of Minnesota's favorite sons, Neil.
Right.
Walter Mondale.
Yes. Fritz.
Second and last so far Minnesotan to serve as vice president. Hubert Humphrey was the other.
Yep.
He died at the age of 93 this date. That was 3 years ago. It's birthday time now. Oh, by the way, I need to mention that today's Bob Almanac is brought to you by Authority Fence. Authority Fence, getting everything done. When you're in your backyard, your oasis, you want quality craftsmanship you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. He has only premium country estate vinyl products. Back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online, authorityfence.com. Click on the free fence estimator. Give Scott or Jared a call now. Or as we called them a couple of days ago, the Crockett and Tubbs of fencing.
Right.
320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC39323. Here's a birthday close to your heart, Neil.
Those pills that couldn't cure a sniffle. They're nothing but sugar pills.
Sugar pills?
That's right, a placebo. They have absolutely no medicinal qualities whatsoever. It's all in her mind. The pills are nothing. It's just that Emma thinks they do some good. You see, that's why Uncle Fred has been giving them to her all these years without a prescription, and why he only charges her a dime.
I always did think that was kind of a low price for a miracle drug.
Eleanor Donahue.
She was the female pharmacist.
Yes, she
the
was Ellie. Pharmacist. Ellie. And yep. She had a little thing there with Andy Griffith.
Yep.
Did they not?
They did.
Andy Taylor.
They didn't like the chemistry and they wrote her out.
Right. She was Betty in Father Knows Best, the oldest daughter as well. And
lovely,
you know,
lady.
You would be a fool to have to file a prescription for a placebo, right? If you're paying, you know, whatever. But if it's working, yeah. So, hey, sing along with me on this one.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Apple trees and honeybees.
I'd also like to teach the world to send me $5 weekly.
That would be,
like that would be nice. That'd be more hypnotizing the world. Although televangelists used to do that. So Eve Graham, lead singer of the New Singers, she sang that song. She's 81 today.
Come on up, Richie. I got a balloon for you. Don't you want a balloon? What's the matter? One balloon, not enough. Try it, please.
He was the best Pennywise in my book, the actor Tim Curry from It. And you know who else is in that scene is Harry Anderson.
Oh, is he? Okay.
The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding.
Okay.
So Tim Curry is 78.
Oh, it's a tremendous feeling. You know, MVP is a great, great honor, but I couldn't do it without the other 23 guys, and they all should share in this.
Mr. Tom.
64 for Frank Viola. There he is after Game 7 of the 87 World Series.
Sweet music.
Cy Young Award winner, Sweet Music Viola. Happy birthday to Frank.
I think about you all the time, honey. I miss you so much. Are you doing okay, kiddo?
I love you.
Listen, Maddie, I know that this has been really hard, but Angie's going to bring you up to see me next week, okay?
Yes, Mommy. Daddy!
Oh.
Nick?
You're supposed to be dead, Nick.
Uh-oh.
From the movie Double Jeopardy. That's a good movie.
Was,
Ashley Judd.
And,
56.
Who else was in it? I'll come up with it.
A female or
no guy? Male.
Bruce Greenwood. Bruce Greenwood played her husband. Bruce Greenwood was the guy who faked. Well, Tommy Lee Jones. You're thinking Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Maybe that's who it was.
He was like her parole officer or whatever, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He faked his death. So Ashley Judd, one of the Judds, 56.
Some spiders change colors to blend into their environment. It's a defense mechanism.
Peter, what makes you think I would want to know that?
Who wouldn't?
Peter Parker's best friend, James Franco, Harry Osborn, Would he eventually transform into the new Green Goblin, Neil?
Yes.
I think he did.
I think he did.
James Franco. Good friends with Seth Rogen. He's in a lot of movies with him. James Franco, 46.
Groupie.
Aww. Groupie?
We are not groupies.
This is Penny Lane, man. Show some respect.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
They are Band-Aids. Kate Hudson, daughter, of course, of Goldie Hawn. Mm-hmm. The lovely Kate Hudson is 45.
You're going to pay for all the Jedi that you killed today, Dooku.
We'll take them together. You're going slowly on the left.
Taking you now!
No, Anakin, no! No!
Oh, Anakin just got tased by Count Dooku, Neil.
Uh-oh.
He was...
How'd that work out?
Yeah, I know.
That had to hurt.
His ego was a little too big to be a Jedi. That's why he went to the dark side.
Oh, no.
His transformation was not yet complete in that scene. Mm. Hayden Christensen, who was the young... Not the super young Anakin Skywalker, but the young Darth Vader.
Okay.
43, and I got one more.
Up the middle and a leadoff base hit. His first major league hit, and it starts the bottom of the ninth. Well, they get that ball and throw it back toward the Twins dugout, as they do. And congratulations to Joe Mauer. Fastball right back up the middle, and Joe Mauer with his first major
Hall
league.
Hall of Famer Joe Mauer.
Yep.
41 today. He'll be inducted later on this summer in Cooperstown.
He's going in.
Yes.
Good for the hometown hero. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with FBI agent Elliot Ness. He was key in getting Al Capone and putting him behind bars.
Did Kevin Costner play him in The Untouchables?
Did a very nice job.
Very nice.
Opposite to Sean Connery, who was in The Untouchables as well, right?
Oh,
1903 for the real Elliot Ness, comedian and actor Frank Fontaine.
Hi, I'm Crazy Cookie here. You know why they call me crazy? Because I'm crazy about malt oatmeal, chocolate, and regular. You know what makes it better than those other hot cereals? A secret ingredient. It's good taste.
Mm. Yeah, that'll do it. Mm. Malt oatmeal with a little extra chocolate chips in there. That's how I do it.
I remember those commercials so well.
Crazy Guggenheim.
Crazy Guggenheim. Frank Fontaine there is also on the Jackie Gleason Show in 1920. Dick Sargent, he was the second Darren on Bewitched.
Correct.
Between this big witch and the little witch upstairs and that witch of a mother of mine, you're really up to your neck in witches.
That's a fair statement. And I'd be lying if I didn't say there are times when I wonder if it's all worth it.
I can't decide which of the Darrens I like better.
They're both good.
I think Dick York and Dick Sargent were both very good Darrens.
Had Dick York not had such severe back problems and health issues, he would have stayed on, but he just couldn't do it. Dick Sargent came in and did a very nice job. Sadly, they both, all three of those characters died young, right?
Yes.
In real life. Mm-hmm. Dick Sargent, 1930. The beautiful, speaking of dying early, at the age of 33, we lose the beautiful Jane Mansfield.
Get your morning papers! Get your morning paper, ma'am?
No, thanks, Sonny. Can you tell me where I can find 341?
341? Second branch door, ma'am.
Thanks, Sonny.
Wow, there's the little paper boy. Kid's barely six, and he's giving the wolf whistle to... Can you blame him?
No, I can't.
No,
of course,
certainly
she was lovely. A mother to, how do you say her name? Marquisa Hargitay?
Yes.
The actress.
Close enough.
Yeah. She was only three when she lost her mother, sadly, in a horrific car accident in 1933. One of our favorites here, Dudley Moore.
Of course, he was Arthur.
Yes, he was.
We also understand that you are very drunk. So why don't we meet again when you're sober?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Grow up, Arthur. You'd make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet.
Oh, that laugh.
The laugh was just priceless and very enjoyable. Dudley Moore was the actor there, and he was born on this day, 1935. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
No omissions today.
Oh, my staff.
None to mention.
Gold stars
all
around.
Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. The upcoming Bobathon brought to you by Neil Freeman.
Right.
Highway 101, Cry, 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 Colin Ray, Little Red Rodeo, or Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Get up on that high horse.
That's for next week. We're going to go Highway 101.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY.